Night of the Haunted Trousers by Susan Gates. Read by Nigel Lambert. Chapter 1. It had finally happened. They were closing down Nursery Rhymeland. Grandad still couldn't believe it. He seemed lost and bewildered.
"How could they do this?"
he kept saying, over and over again, shaking his head.
"It's not like we didn't expect it," said Liam sternly.
He'd given up trying to comfort Grandad, and now he was trying to make him face facts. It was getting a bit urgent. This was Thursday, and tomorrow the doors of Nursery Rhyme Land would close for the last time. Then the bulldozers would move in and smash the place down.
"They've been trying to shut you down for years. You know what people think of this place. You've only got to look in your visitor's book."
Liam waved the greasy exercise book from Woolworths under Grandad's nose.
"Look what this guy's written, for instance. I am shocked and disgusted. It shouldn't be allowed in this day and age." And this woman's put, "How could you upset little kiddies like this? My grandson was scared out of his wits."
"They don't understand the craftsmanship that's involved."
"They don't care about that, Grandad. They think Nursery Rhyme Land is really gross. This person's written, "It made me feel quite sick. I had to rush outside for some fresh air."
"You can't expect everyone to appreciate it," said Grandad stubbornly. "There's bound to be some oddballs around."
Liam sighed. This wasn't the first time they'd had this argument, and Liam knew he would never win it. Nothing would persuade Grandad that people in the seaside town hated Nursery Rhyme Land. They would cheer when it closed down, especially parents and teachers. They'd campaigned hard against...